Saudi Head Start Program, Module 3, Side 3, Lesson 2.
Drills on conversation. Listen to the conversation.
إلى الحرس الوطني.
في أي شارع؟
قريب من شارع المطار.
اتفضل اركب.
إيش هذه العمارة؟
هذه مستشفى. تبغي تنزل هنا؟
أوقف عند الباب.
Major Adams wants to take a taxi to the National Guard headquarters in Riyadh. He stops a taxi driver and says,
إلى الحرس الوطني,
meaning to the National Guard. The word for to, when indicating motion to a place, is إلى. Listen to it.
إلى. إلى. إلى.
Repeat it.
إلى. إلى. إلى.
Now listen to and repeat the phrase meaning to the National Guard.
إلى الحرس الوطني. إلى الحرس الوطني. إلى الحرس الوطني.
How would you say to the restaurant?
إلى المطعم.
Repeat it.
إلى المطعم. إلى المطعم. إلى المطعم.
What if you want to go to the Saudia Hotel? What do you say to the taxi driver?
إلى فندق السعودية.
Repeat it.
إلى فندق السعودية. إلى فندق السعودية.
Okay, the taxi driver hears the major's request, but isn't sure where the National Guard is. So he asks him,
في أي شارع?
Meaning, on what street? Notice, first of all, that Arabs, when talking about a location on a street, say في, meaning in, and not على, meaning on. So Arabs literally say in what street, and not on what street. The word meaning what, in the sense of which, is
أي,
with a double Y sound at the end of the word. Listen.
أي. أي. أي.
Repeat it.
أي. أي. أي.
In Arabic, what restaurant would be
أي مطعم.
Say it after the speaker.
أي مطعم. أي مطعم.
How would you say what hospital?
أي مستشفى.
Repeat it.
أي مستشفى. أي مستشفى.
Street in Arabic is
شارع,
with the strangled ah sound at the end. Listen carefully to it.
شارع. شارع. شارع.
Repeat it.
شارع. 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 شارع.
Now listen again to the taxi driver's reply, meaning on what street?
في أي شارع. في أي شارع.
Repeat after the speaker.
في أي شارع. في أي شارع. في أي شارع.
How would you say in what hotel?
في أي فندق.
Repeat it.
في أي فندق. في أي فندق.
And how would you say in what restaurant?
في أي مطعم.
Repeat it.
في أي مطعم. في أي مطعم.
Major Adams gives the driver a general direction and says,
قريب من شارع المطار,
which means near Airport Street. The word for airport is
مطار.
It has the heavy, hollow-sounding T in the middle. Listen to it.
مطار, مطار, مطار.
Repeat it.
مطار, 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 مطار.
Now say the Arabic for the airport, repeating it after the speaker.
المطار, المطار, المطار.
How would you say, where is the airport?
وين المطار?
Say it again.
وين المطار? وين المطار?
In English, we would say Airport Street, with the word street coming after the name. In Arabic, the word for street comes first, then the name, the same as you learned with hotels and restaurants. So, Airport Street is...
شارع المطار.
Say it after the speaker.
شارع المطار. شارع المطار. شارع المطار.
Now listen once again to Major Adams' reply to the taxi driver, meaning near Airport Street.
قريب من شارع المطار.
Say it after the speaker.
قريب من شارع المطار. قريب من شارع المطار.
The taxi driver agrees to make the trip and says,
اتفضل اركب.
Which means, please get in. The word meaning get in is
اركب.
Repeat the word.
اركب. اركب. اركب.
Remember that the expression اتفضل means please, always coming at the beginning of a sentence or a request. Repeat the Arabic for please get in.
اتفضل اركب. اتفضل اركب.
Let's review. What is the word meaning to in the sense of motion toward a place?
إلى.
I'm a taxi driver. Tell me to take you to the National Guard.
إلى الحرس الوطني.
Now tell me to go to Hotel Saudiya.
إلى فندق السعودية.
What is the word for street?
شارع.
And how do you say on what street?
في أي شارع.
How do you say airport?
مطار.
And how about Airport Street?
شارع المطار.
Let's say I'm a Saudi and have asked you where your house is and you live on Airport Street. Tell me your house is on Airport Street.
بيتي في شارع المطار.
Now repeat it.
بيتي في شارع المطار. بيتي في شارع المطار.
Let's suppose that you live on a small street near Airport Street. Tell me your house is near Airport Street.
بيتي قريب من شارع المطار.
Repeat it.
بيتي قريب من شارع المطار. بيتي قريب من شارع المطار.
The expression أي شارع means what street. How do you say what hospital?
أي أي مستشفى؟
How would you say in what restaurant?
في أي مطعم؟
Repeat it.
في أي مطعم؟ في أي مطعم؟
How do you say get in?
اركب.
Supposing you want to tell a Saudi friend of yours to get in your car, what would you say to him?
اتفضل اركب.
Repeat it.
اتفضل اركب. اتفضل اركب.
Now Major Adams is riding in the taxi cab through the streets of Riyadh on the way to the National Guard. He happens to see a big building and he asks the driver,
إيش هذه العمارة?
Meaning, what's this building? The word for this is
هذه.
Listen to it.
هذه. هذه. هذه.
Repeat it.
هذه. هذه. هذه.
Building in Arabic is
عمارة.
Listen.
عمارة. عمارة. عمارة.
Now you repeat it and try to tense your throat muscles as you say the first sound in the word.
عمارة. 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 عمارة.
Now let's hear you say the building. Repeating after the speaker.
العمارة. العمارة. العمارة.
In English, when we talk about a particular building we have in mind, we say this building. In Arabic, when you want to give the idea of this building, you have to literally say this the building, which is
هذه العمارة.
Listen to it again, and notice that the letter I in the word il drops out when it comes right after the word هذه, because هذه ends in the vowel I.
هذه العمارة. هذه العمارة. هذه العمارة.
Repeat it.
هذه العمارة. هذه العمارة. هذه العمارة.
Now you should be ready to say the major's question, what is this building? Listen.
إيش هذه العمارة? إيش هذه العمارة?
Repeat.
إيش هذه العمارة? إيش هذه العمارة?
The taxi driver tells him,
هذه مستشفى.
Which means this is a hospital. Literally, of course, he is saying, this, a hospital, since Arabic doesn't use a word for is. Let's hear you repeat the cab driver's remark.
هذه مستشفى. هذه مستشفى. هذه مستشفى.
Supposing you're riding along in a taxi, and you see a large building which you think might be a hospital. How would you ask the question, is this a hospital?
هذه مستشفى?
In other words, it would be the same as the sentence you learned before, that is, هذه مستشفى, but you would make it sound like a question by making the tone of your voice rise. Repeat it after the speaker.
هذه مستشفى? هذه مستشفى?
The word هذه, this, is used only with feminine words. مستشفى is feminine, so you say هذه مستشفى. The same would be true, for example, of the Arabic phrase meaning military mission, بعثة عسكرية, which is composed of feminine words. If you want to say this is a military mission, you would say
هذه بعثة عسكرية.
You say it after the speaker.
هذه بعثة عسكرية. هذه بعثة عسكرية.
The masculine equivalent of hadhi is hadha, ending in a rather than I, and hadha is used with all masculine words. Listen to the word.
Hadha. Hadha. Hadha.
Repeat it.
Hadha. Hadha. Hadha.
For example, if you want to say, this is my house, you would say,
Hadha biti.
Repeat it.
Hadha biti. Hadha biti.
If you see a building and you want to know whether or not it is a restaurant, you would say,
Hadha mat'am.
Repeat it.
Hadha mat'am. Hadha mat'am.
The word hammam is also masculine, so you would use hadha with it. How then would you ask, is this a restroom? It would be
hadha hammam.
Repeat it.
Hadha hammam. Hadha hammam.
Okay, don't forget that when you put the letter L, meaning the, before a word coming after hadha or hadhi, the whole phrase will mean this something or other. You already know hadhi al-amara, meaning this building. This hospital would be
hadhi al-mustashfa,
with an L before the word mustashfa. Repeat it.
Hadhi al-mustashfa. هذه المستشفى.
It would be used in a sentence such as, where is this hospital? Which is
وين هذه المستشفى?
Repeat it.
وين هذه المستشفى? وين هذه المستشفى?
This military mission would be
هذه البعثة العسكرية.
Where is this military mission would be
وين هذه البعثة العسكرية؟
Repeat it.
وين هذه البعثة العسكرية؟ وين هذه البعثة العسكرية؟
With masculine words such as مطعم and حمام, you use هذا rather than هذه. So this restaurant would be
هذا المطعم,
with L before the word مطعم. Repeat it.
هذا المطعم. هذا المطعم.
If you want to ask, is this restaurant nearby? You would say,
هذا المطعم قريب.
Repeat it.
هذا المطعم قريب. هذا المطعم قريب.
How would you say, is this restroom nearby? It would be
هذا الحمام قريب.
Repeat it.
هذا الحمام قريب. هذا الحمام قريب.
All right, let's do a little translation exercise to make sure you understand how هذا and هذه are used. We'll say some Arabic sentences. Translate each one as you hear it, and then we'll confirm your translation. Here's the first sentence, translated.
هذه مستشفى.
This is a hospital.
هذه المستشفى قريبة.
This hospital is nearby.
هذه بعثة عسكرية.
This is a military mission.
وين هذه البعثة العسكرية؟
Where is this military mission?
هذا مطعم.
Is this a restaurant?
هذا المطعم بعيد؟
Is this restaurant far away?
هذا حمام؟
Is this a restroom?
هذا الحمام قريب؟
Is this restroom nearby? If necessary, repeat this last exercise until you understand the Arabic sentences well. All right, back to the conversation. The taxi arrives at the National Guard building, and the driver asks Major Adams,
تبغي تنزل هنا?
Do you want to get off here? The new word for you in this sentence is تنزل, which means you get off or you get out. Listen again to the new word.
تنزل. تنزل. تنزل.
Repeat it.
تنزل. تنزل. تنزل.
Notice that the word تنزل begins with the letters T-I, which stand for you. Other words which you know that contain T-I, meaning you, are تفهم, you understand, تبغي, you want, and تهرج, you speak. Let's review these words since you haven't seen them since Module 1. We'll say them in the sentences in which they are used. See if you can translate them.
انت تفهم عربي؟
It means, do you understand Arabic? Now repeat the sentence after the speaker.
انت تفهم عربي؟ انت تفهم عربي؟
Translate the next sentence.
ايش تبغي؟
It means, what do you want, or what can I do for you? Repeat it.
ايش تبغي؟ ايش تبغي؟
Translate the following sentence.
انت تهرج عربي؟
It means, do you speak Arabic? Now repeat it.
انت تهرج عربي؟ انت تهرج عربي؟
Now listen again to the question meaning, do you want to get off here?
تبغي تنزل هنا؟ تبغي تنزل هنا؟
Repeat it, first a word at a time, then together.
تبغي تنزل هنا؟ تبغي تنزل هنا؟ تبغي تنزل هنا؟ تبغي تنزل هنا؟
Major Adams wants the driver to stop right at the front entrance, so he says,
أوقف عند الباب,
which means stop at the door. The first word, meaning stop, is
أوقف.
Listen.
أوقف. أوقف. أوقف.
Repeat it.
أوقف. 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 أوقف.
The next word is
عند
and means at or in the area of. Listen to it and notice that the first sound is made with the throat muscles tensed.
عند عند عند
Repeat it.
عند 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 عند
Now repeat the phrase at the door.
عند الباب عند الباب عند الباب
Listen again to Major Adams's reply to the cab driver.
أوقف عند الباب أوقف عند الباب
Let's hear you say it, first in parts, then together.
أوقف عند الباب أوقف عند الباب أوقف عند الباب. أوقف عند الباب.
Now for a review. How do you say building?
عمارة.
How do you say this?
هذه.
And how would you say this building?
هذه العمارة.
Repeat it.
هذه العمارة. هذه العمارة.
All right, supposing I'm a Saudi friend. You see a building and want to know what the building is. Ask me.
إيش هذه العمارة؟
How would you say, is this a hospital?
هذه مستشفى؟
Repeat it.
هذه مستشفى؟ هذه مستشفى؟
Do you remember how to say, this is my house?
هذا بيتي.
What is the word meaning, you get off?
تنزل.
And how would you say, do you want to get off here?
تبغي تنزل هنا؟
Repeat it.
تبغي تنزل هنا؟ تبغي تنزل هنا؟
What was the word meaning stop?
أوقف.
Repeat it.
أوقف. أوقف.
How do you say at the door?
عند الباب.
Repeat it after the speaker.
عند الباب. عند الباب.
Let's say I'm a Saudi taxi driver. Tell me to stop at the door.
أوقف عند الباب.
Repeat it.
أوقف عند الباب. أوقف عند الباب.